Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm recording in a different room today. I'm recording in a room with, well, in the living room, and the air conditioning is on. It's set at, 21 degrees Celsius. And I do apologize because it is very dry, and I made the mistake of sitting in, sitting underneath it so that the wind has been blowing into my face and it's been blowing into my throat, and now it's very, very dry. And I've just been recording some episodes for English Man in Japan podcast. By the way, the link for that podcast, if you want to listen, it's in the description for this podcast, and I'll keep putting it there. So if you want to find it, you know where to find it. I don't think I really explained how to find it before, sorry. So there you go. So it's a bit hard to talk at the moment, but I want to make a podcast. It's Thursday. It seems to be like the usual day that I upload podcasts now. So let's get on with it. The trouble is, though, I haven't decided what it is that I want to talk about yet. So, what should I talk about? I mean, I'm just looking out of the window at the moment, and it's a very sunny day. It's been really cold lately, actually. It's, when I woke up this morning, it was -6 degrees, and there's been an awful lot of snow here in Japan. But it seems to be snowing all around me. So I'm in Saitama-ken, and that's sort of like north of Tokyo, and all the way along like northern Japan and western Japan, there's been quite a lot of snow in some places. It's been really, you know, really a large amount, but I think there has been some in Tokyo as well, and there's been some very near to me. Ooh, what is that noise? Is the phone? No, it's someone at the door. Hang on, let me check this out. Okay, so I've not seen that happen before. But there's this, what is it? It's like a box on the wall behind me. And it's called a digital something system. So it's like an intercom. I think we call it an intercom in England. And it's pretty rare, actually, in England, having this kind of thing. But like, someone can press a doorbell and you see like a picture of their face, you know, from a camera, and you can talk to them. Now, I've been told, because my Japanese ability is not very good, that if someone rings a doorbell, you can just ignore it. So that's exactly what I've done. So apologies to that person, whoever you were. but I've just had to ignore you because I can't speak Japanese well enough, sorry. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about the weather, and I was talking about all of the snow that we've had here, and the snow has been falling very, very close to me, but not here. It's weird. It's like been falling, it seems to be like to the north and to the south, maybe even the east and the west too, but just not in the exact location that I am, which is a shame, because I'd quite like to see some snow. I haven't seen any snow at all last year, I don't think. Did I? Can't remember. In England, and I've never seen snow in Japan, so that would be quite nice to see. But when you switch on the news, it's all snow, 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 snow. But yet I look out of the window, and it's just a really sunny day. And it's going to be clear sky, I think, almost all day. Clear blue skies, not a cloud, not a single cloud in the sky. But like I said, it's very cold, -6 this morning. And yesterday morning when I woke up, it was -5. And I went out for a walk in -5, and it was cold. But the sun's so warm. If you stand in the sun, if the sun's out, if you can stand in the sun, it's not that bad. And I'm just thinking, like, in England, when you stand outside and it's a cold day, like, I don't know, like, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, and it's a bit windy. It's really, really cold. It's like a different kind of cold. But yeah, it's not too cold over here, even though it's -5. I don't know. It's crazy. How does that work? But yeah. Anyway, I've been up to lots of things lately. I've been looking at more apartments. I've got two like bank applications that are sort of, you know, I've started, and I'm just waiting to hear some information back from the banks, whether it's like a yes or a no. I think it should be a yes from both banks, hopefully. What else have I done? I think I mentioned before I've got my phone number done. I've had a delivery. I had a desk and a table. No, wait. I had a desk and a chair delivered. So I've got a place to work from now, like a proper desk to work from and do my job from. I've got a new laptop as well. And what? And oh, yes. And that's what I'm using to record now. So hopefully everything sounds the same. I've had to like mess around with the settings a bit. I've had to change the settings, and hopefully it sounds like it used to sound. I've also found a way to get money out as well, out of an ATM, a cash machine. And before I tried before, and it didn't work with my debit card. And until now, up until now, I had no like physical money, no cash, no paper money, no coins to use anywhere, and it was quite annoying. But I found somewhere that my card works, in some convenience store, and I can get money out. I think they charge me a fee for doing it, but at least I've got some money now. Because when I use my debit card over here, my English debit card, sometimes it works in shops, sometimes it doesn't. So it would be nice to have like money, like cash, as a backup in case it doesn't work, whilst I'm waiting for my bank account to be opened. I know last episode I was talking about like language learning and things like that. I'll tell you what's happened recently, and has happened to me before. Like last time I was in Japan 3 years ago, and I was here for 2 months. And I've talked about this in the past as well. I've talked about this in a previous episode, but like, I think my brain has had enough Japanese, and at some point, it was going really well. The listening, I think, I was understanding a lot of what my wife's family was saying. I was understanding the TV quite well, and it's all gone. I don't know what happened, but it's like I've lost all of my language ability. I know I was talking about, like, last time, it can sort of come and go in waves, like ocean waves, but this is a bit different. Last time this happened to me, I didn't recover. I'd been here for a month, I think, And then I noticed this like sudden drop in my listening ability, and then it didn't recover for like a whole month. And then I left, you know, the country and went back to England, and then I carried on studying in England, and it got better again. So I think I'm just having like Japanese language overload at the moment. So like every day, whether I want to study or not, you know, whether I want to practice or not, do listening practice, I do listening practice. I have to. So always at the dinner table, it's Japanese, and then Japanese television later on, and then speaking to my wife in Japanese as well. Although I have noticed I've been using a lot of English lately, and I think that's my brain sort of telling me, like, you know, I'm tired, give me a rest. I need to stop working so hard, and that's why I've been using English. So I don't know. I don't know when this ends. Like I said, last time it didn't end, and I just went back to England, and then I recovered. But I, you know, I can't go back to England this time. So let's see what happens. This is an interesting, sort of like an experiment for me. So I want to see, like, how long does it take for this period to pass? How long does it take to recover? But we shall see. I've no idea at the moment. I don't know what the best solution is either. I don't know, should I just give myself a break completely? Well, I can't, it's impossible. But I mean, I could stop like studying. So I could stop studying in the morning. I could stop trying to understand Japanese television. Maybe I can listen to music and block out the noise of the television or something like that. Will that help me like recover and get back to the place I was before? Like get back to the same level of listening ability? Or should I just like push, like carry on and push through it? So just like keep watching the TV, keep trying to understand Japanese, keep concentrating, keep trying hard. Is that the best thing to do? Do I have a rest, or do I keep trying? Do I keep putting effort in, making the effort? I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't decided what I'm going to do actually. I think I'm tempted to just keep trying and see what happens. At the same time, I'm a bit worried that that will lead to like burnout, where I've sort of run out of energy. I don't know. It's all new to me. It's all new, this lifestyle. So I'll try and figure it out. But if I work something out that works for me, I'll let you know. And maybe it'll work for you too. Or maybe you've had this experience and you know a good way to deal with it. If so, then please get in touch. Please let me know. Like, how do you recover when you've sort of, you're getting too much of a language, you know, and your brain's struggling to cope with it all. Anyway, that is it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening until the end, and I do hope that your studying is going really well, actually, and you're not tired of studying English or listening to English or listening to my podcast. Yeah, I really hope you're still enjoying it. Until next time, bye-bye.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.